With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Democrats pay tribute to President Biden on the opening night of their national convention. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Before the president delivered his opening night speech, Vice President Harris made a surprise appearance on stage to thank the president.
We are forever grateful to you.
Other convention speakers, including former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, also paid tribute.
Let's salute President Biden.
It was a night designed as a passing of the torch. Greg Clugston at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
Also at SRNnews.com, pro-Hamas protesters made their presence known on day one of the convention in Chicago. Bob Agnew reports.
A few thousand protesters marched toward the side of the Democratic National Convention here in Chicago on its opening day to voice their opposition to the war in Gaza. Dozens of protesters broke through a fence set up by police. The march happened just as President Biden was doing a walkthrough of the largely empty United Center, preparing for his day one keynote address later tonight. Bob Agnew at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
University of California president is urging schools to enforce the encampment ban. Michael Drake told the administrators of all 10 UC campuses that the rules are in place to avoid a repeat of what happened in recent months. During the summer, pro-Hamas protesters erected encampments on several campuses, and in many cases, graffiti and other acts of vandalism were carried out. Department of Homeland Security says it wants to expand its facial recognition technology to include illegal immigrant kids. Currently, the department uses facial recognition with adults and teens, but now they plan to scan kids younger than the age of 14. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is angry.
The popular evangelist is denouncing Evangelicals for Harris, a religious group that is trying to get the Democratic vice president elected in November. Graham has a problem with a new campaign ad that uses footage of his famous father, Billy, to criticize former President Trump. Franklin Graham says, quote, "Maybe they don't know that my father appreciated the conservative values and policies of President Donald Trump in 2016. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Amnesty International says most of the suspects in a rampage last year against Christians in eastern Pakistan over alleged blasphemy are still at large, and authorities have failed to deliver justice to the victims. The group says the inadequate response by authorities has generated a climate of impunity. The attack in which churches and homes of Christians were destroyed erupted after Muslims alleged that they saw a local Christian and his friend desecrating pages from the Quran. This is SRN News. The upward momentum continues on Wall Street.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, pushing the market closer to the record high it set last month. The S&P 500 rose 1% Monday. That was the eighth straight gain for the index and its longest winning streak this year. The Dow rose 236 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite added 1.4%. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market. That came ahead of a speech Friday from the Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. The Fed is widely expected to start cutting interest rates next month. Powell could provide the markets with guidance on how many cuts to expect and how quickly. Seth Sutton, New York.
You may want to check your freezer. Purdue Foods is recalling more than 167,000 pounds of frozen chicken nuggets and tenders after some customers reported finding metal wire embedded in the product. No confirmed injuries or adverse reactions. Consumers who have the recalled chicken are urged to toss it out. More details at srnnews.com.